Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I hope you're enjoying a lovely summer. My guest today is none other than Casey Major Bunce. She's probably popped up in your Instagram feed as Major Mum Hacks. Her videos have proved to be game changers for so many parents as she offers simple ways to cut costs, reduce stress and save time. That's something that we all need in our lives. Welcome back to Brummy Mummies. My name is Zoe Chamberlain. I'm a journalist, author and mum. I launched Brummy Mummies as a community for families to share with you stories from the most inspiring mums and dads to help you find out how they juggle family life and everything that comes with it. Casey says that her love of hacks comes from her mum, who was in a wheelchair and so had to find ways to adapt to make all of their lives easier. What I loved from talking to her was how she breaks through that mum guilt and need for perfection that we sometimes feel, highlighting that having fun with your kids should always be your top priority. I wholeheartedly agree. So let's get straight into our chat now. Hi, Casey. Thanks for joining us on the podcast today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
I love watching your hacks. They are so clever. It's the things that I just think, oh, why didn't I think of that before? So could you give me 10 of your most popular ones that we can share with parents, please?
So I would say the hot dog one, which is using a flask and popping them in some boiling water, warming them up and then putting them in the flask. That is a really popular one. Also on the back of that has to be the ice lolly one, which is pop it in the freezer instead and it will last. Well, I think the most I've ever left it for, I think now, is 8 hours and they have completely stayed frozen. And I like to use the mini twister lollies.
So tell us what you have to do for that one.
So get the flask, take the lid off and everything like that. Don't fill it with water or anything like that and just pop it in the freezer for around about an hour, I would say. You can do it for half an hour if you haven't got much time, but longer the better. And then before you go out, get it out the freezer and pop in the ice lollies and they stay frozen all day. And they're perfect as well, not just for days out, but for the school run. And I know like the ice cream man comes along and then you end up spending a fortune. But just popping them in there and sort of giving them to the kids when they come out makes a massive difference. You're obviously saving quite a lot of money and the kids love it as well. And you can always get their favourite ice lolly as well. Like my kids love the twisters and my flask is just a normal size one and it always fits four in there perfectly.
That's such a good idea. Yeah, because you can easily get through a tenner, can't
yes.
you? And it just disappears. So, yeah, love stuff like that.
If you're doing that 3 times a week, that's like £30 a week. That it's just so much money. And it's just money you didn't really need to save, like need to spend, really. So it just helps saving. Another one as well is obviously going to the beach as well in the summer. I love using the talcum powder hack. Now, that has just been game changer for me and my family. Some of my kids hate sand on their, you know, on their feet and their hands, and it just removes it like magic.
So tell us what you need to do.
So just having some talcum powder, you can also place it in a sock as well. If you don't want to actually have the talcum powder on your skin, you can place it in a sock, do the sock up, and then just take that out with you. But the talcum powder removes sand. So popping it onto your feet and your hands, your skin, it magically just disappears. I don't know how. I don't know why. It just does.
That's such a good one. Gosh, I remember my dad like rubbing my feet with the towel when I was little and I always hated it. Yes, we should have known about that then.
Another one for the beach and just for days out is using a fake tan mitt to apply sun cream onto the children's bodies. One, it stops you from getting all sun cream on your hands. And also, like you were saying about the fact your dad rubbing your feet and things like that, you know, when you're at a beach and you've got to reapply sun cream and you've got sand on your hands and you're rubbing on the kid's skin and they're crying and they're screaming and you're just covered with sunblock. So pop some sun cream onto a mitt and you can cover the kids' bodies. Another thing I like to do with that as well is using a makeup sponge for the face. because it's just soft and it covers the whole face perfectly all around the eyes, and you're not getting loads of sun cream in the eyes. And another thing I like to do as well is with some SPF powder, I like to pop that in the middle part of the kid's hair. Now you can get that from Boots, and that's just what we use on our face, translucent powder. It doesn't make the hair greasy and it's perfect. And I know a lot of people will say, oh, well, put a hat on them, but sometimes kids don't want to wear hats. Sometimes they're swimming and they don't want to wear a hat. So that is perfect for the middle part, in even sort of on top of the hairline. I use it for myself as well. My husband does. We all use it. And it's really cheap. It's around about £9 and it lasts us all summer. So that's another really good one if you're obviously going out with the kids. A picnic one as well, which is great. You can also use it for the beach. But get a bar of chocolate and take some strawberries with you, some banana, some fruit, and just get a bar of chocolate and pop it in the sun for 10 minutes so it melts, open it up, and then you can obviously have fruit and chocolate.
Chocolate dip. Yeah.
Another one would be if you don't have a pump to inflate your swimming pool, then you can use a hairdryer and a top of a bottle. So if you cut a bottle, just imagine like a Coke bottle, cut it up and use the top end and pop it into the hole, obviously, where you'd fill up the inflatable, and always put the hairdryer on cool mode. So that obviously, that's a really good one as well. So if you haven't got a pump.
That's a really good idea. Yeah. Because it does take forever otherwise.
Yeah, it really does. And I had a few comments, people saying, oh, just buy a pump for £8. But as I was saying to them, the thing is I don't know about you, but I've bought loads of pumps in my time and I don't know where they are. They're under the stairs somewhere, they're in a car, you know, they're in a box somewhere, but a woman knows where her hairdryer is at all times, we know. So that's a really good one.
And it's just... it's just more clutter as well, isn't it? It's great if you can use an object in two different
ways.
Yeah,
and I love doing that. I think that's the thing about my page. I absolutely love doing that. Another hack would be, you know, the dog swimming pools you can get and they just pop up so you don't have to inflate them. They are perfect for beach days for little ones, especially if you've got like toddlers or me. I've got twins that are 3 years old, but then I've also got a son that's 12 years old, and it can be quite stressful trying to manage him and them because he's older, he wants to go off, but he's still not old enough to be unsupervised in. So my husband would go down to the beach and watch him and get in the water with him, and the girls are quite happily to sort of sit on the beach and, you know, sort of they obviously want the water, but they're happy to play with the sand. But by doing that, you can fill up a dog swimming pool and it's their little swimming pool. So they've got their own like little mini beach right next to you. And, you know, it's quite nice. You could read a book or you can do what you need to do, but they're quite happy and they're right next to you. So they're safe and they've got their own little splash pool with the sand. And so that's a really another good one. Also, going to the beach as well, we always take just the cheap palettes of paint.
Yeah.
Just so we can sort of like paint shells, paint stones and things like that. That's really, it's nice to break up the day with things like that. I know you're at a beach and obviously there's so much to do at a beach, but sometimes children do need that, you know, that 20 minutes, that half an hour of doing something different. And all mine, even my 12-year-old gets involved in that. Even I do, I end up painting stones thinking, well, I love this. Look what I've done. It's a work of art. And we love doing that as well on holiday because, especially when we go abroad, because we can bring that back for family members as like little gifts.
That's a nice idea.
Yeah. So instead of like going out buying like, you know, a fridge magnet that sort of costs you €4 or €5, you've got a stone, but it's actually something you've made, but it's come all the way from Spain. And it's just something like that. It's quite nice to do. And yeah, we love doing that. It's like, and you know, you've got a little souvenir from the holiday or your beach day. And that's quite a sort of nice one to do.
And that's quite personal from the kids, isn't it?
Yeah.
As a present.
Yeah, this is it. And they've made it. So they're quite proud of it. And, you know, we've made a lot for our family. And like my nan, which is obviously the kids' great nans, and it's on her mantel shelf and it just looks nice. Like, it's nice. She loves it. And the kids love going around and they're like, oh, look, that's mine. And, you know, it's pride of place. And it's quite a sort of nice thing to do for the kids and with the kids. And another activity actually I haven't put on there, which we have done as well before, is this one's going to sound a bit crazy. We take water, a bottle of water with us so we can wash our hands, but popping some glue on your hands and popping it onto black paper, sprinkling the sand after onto the black paper, and you've got like handprints from the day out as well.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, obviously you can wash your hands in the water, you can wash it with like bottled water and things like that, but that's quite a nice one to do as well with the kids when you're on holiday or just at a beach day. I just think it's nice just to break the day up, and you know, it's not just you're just going to the beach, you're just going to get in the water and that's that. You know, it's the whole sort of day and sort of doing things, you know.
Yeah, thinking about the whole day. And what mm-hmm. about during the holidays if you're not going to the beach?
So if you're not going to the beach during the holidays, some sort of like fun things to do at home. One would be to get some chalk, which is just so easy. Get some chalk and pop it in some water, and you can turn the chalk into chalk paint. So even though it won't, you know, mark your furniture, it will still come off with like the rain or just some water, but it turns it into like a bright colour rather than just a bit of chalk. And my kids always love doing that one. Another one we play as well, which yet again is just cost no money, so simple. It's just get some paper plates and pop some numbers on it. And we play something called Throw a Teddy.
Yeah.
So you throw a teddy on the number, and we all have like loads of goes. We all have around about 20 goes each. And the person that gets the highest number, they get to pick maybe like dinner that week, or they get to like pick the next film at movie night, or maybe they get like a little bag of sweets or something like that. But we play it all the time. So, you know, one child will on a Monday, for instance, get to pick dinner that night, but then we play it the next day, Tuesday, because everyone wants to be the one that's picking dinner, you know, or something like that. And then, yeah, so we play that all the time. It's just such a cheap game. But yet again, it's breaking up that sort of time in the summer holidays. Another one I've done with some sponges. So you just buy some normal flat sponges from places like Home Bargains. They're about a pound. I think they're a pack of four or five. And what you want to do is you want to cut the end of each sponge, and you want to cut it into four segments, but don't cut the middle.
Yes.
And you want to tie an elastic band around the middle, and they're like reusable water balloons. So you haven't got the cleanup of the water balloons and things like that, but they're great because the kids just pop them into a massive bucket of water, and then that keeps them busy for half an hour to 45 minutes, like a water fight. And that's another thing, like a tub filled up with water, pop your water guns in it. Instead of like fighting over the tap constantly, you know, it's my turn to fill my water gun up and things like that. You can just get a massive tub, fill it up with water, and then let the kids deal with it. Let the kids do that. Let the kids... you know, refill their own stuff up, their own water guns and sponges. A zip tie around a bubble wand. Now, this is like a game changer. It really, really is. I did it last year and I just felt like my summer was so much easier. My kids love bubbles and they're forever spilling them. And I'm sure, yes. I don't know, have you got children?
Yes. Yeah. We've always had that spill. Yeah.
So, you know, and they cry, really do cry. And they can't seem to obviously grasp the concept of blowing bubbles and thinking about holding it at the same time. It becomes very difficult. I don't think they sort of manage to do that until they're probably, you know, 7 or 8, that sort of
it's
concept.
It's the excitement of it as well, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So get a zip tie. Or maybe even some tape, and just tape that around a chair leg or a table leg. And yeah, it makes a massive difference. The fact that they can help themselves to bubbles, but they haven't had the responsibility to hold it.
That's such a simple idea, but I would never, ever have thought of that. That's really, it's a really good idea.
Yeah, no, they it does. It takes the stress. I think this is it. It's sort of like it's sanity saving for you as well, because the summer holidays is difficult. It is difficult. And I know by week 3, you're like, what am I doing now? You know, So yeah, it's just another thing that takes the stress off parents, really.
Yeah, definitely. So why did you decide to start sharing all these hacks on Instagram and TikTok?
So for me, I had an Instagram and it was a smallish account. I first started sharing just my life and just a really little bit of my life with the kids. I had twins. I started it up because I think whether my daughters are identical, a lot of my family were quite, you know, obsessed with seeing them and friends. They wanted to see what they, you know, did they look the same? What are they doing now? So I started up an Instagram account and started just sharing things of the girls. And then it started growing a little bit. I just did sort of like mum things. It wasn't really going anywhere. And to be honest, I think I had a realization, and I don't know what it was, but I looked at my Instagram page and I thought to myself, who am I helping? Like, what am I doing? And who's benefiting from me sharing my day-to-day life with pretty pictures, really? And I've always been that mum in every chat group, at school, you know, oh, have you got an idea for this? What about this? You know, my friends have always said to me, oh, you've always got the best ideas. And I decided just, I'm going to start sharing them. And I started doing that in October. It just sort of started growing. And my mum has always been that type of mum. My mum's got dyslexia and so have I. And my mum became disabled when I was 6 years old after having my little brother. So our life changed a lot. We went from being that family, going out all the time, you know, going on big sort of long walks and things like that, to actually, we couldn't do that anymore because we wasn't going to leave my mum at home in a wheelchair. So a lot of the things had to be sort of like house-based and a lot easier. So my mum couldn't obviously do the things that she used to do, which was like take her swimming all the time and things like that. So my mum sort of always called it the cheat way. So she would do things the cheat way. So for instance, like instead of actually like getting some cupcakes and some biscuits and baking them, making them, doing the whole mixing, then you have all the washing up to do. She'd buy a pack of biscuits and we'd decorate them. She'd buy some shop-bought cakes, little fairy cakes, plain, and then we would decorate them. So she cut out the making and the washing up and the stress bit and just had the fun bit at the end.
Mm.
So I think that's obviously where I get it from. A lot of my hacks is what my mum and my nan used to sort of do with us. But to share it, I didn't think anyone would be interested. I just didn't think, oh, everyone's going to think she's crazy. Who is this woman? Why would you do that? But it's just taken off, and just so many amazing, I can't stress how amazing the people are that follow me, and from every walks of life, from all different types of mums in different situations. But the one thing they all have in common is they love my hacks. And honestly, the messages I get is just, I'm getting a bit emotional. The messages I get from them, they're just amazing. I can't ever thank them enough, really, because that's the whole reason, as someone that is an influencer, I use that word lightly, but as someone who is an influencer, without them little accounts following you and just cheering you on all the time, it is just amazing. And I'm so thankful and I'm so grateful, and I'm just happy that I started it now, because when you receive messages from mums telling you the fact that, you know, you've helped them with this, or their child has autism, and by you showing them this, they've been able to do this now. And yeah, it's crazy. I'm just so thankful that I started it up.
I love what you do, because I think, and your story as well, but I think we all kind of suffer with this mom guilt, don't we, where we have to make sure we do everything. So we have to bake from scratch and we have to do everything. And you're kind of taking away that and saying, well, do the kids really care? You know, it's just about them having fun, isn't it? And that's what they'll remember. They won't remember that that you know, that you baked from scratch and then you did all the washing up and everything. They, you know, that's not something that's going to make part of their childhood memories.
No, and also it's the fact as well of making your memories. Like if you go, if you, you know, some people can bake from scratch and that's amazing, but I want mums, you know, and dads, obviously, I want them to feel that when they're doing this stuff, that they remember the happy bit of it and the fun bit, and they didn't get too stressed doing it, because there's nothing worse than setting up an activity or for your child, anything like that, and spending an hour doing it, and it just, it ended up in chaos. And then you regret doing it. You think, why did I do it? But this, it doesn't, the setting up is 5 minutes and you've got 15 minutes, 20 minutes of fun, and you felt good. You can lay in bed at night and think, oh, we did that today. And that's what I want. I want, it's not just for the kids. It's for the mums and the dads and the nans and the granddads and the aunts and the unks. I want them to feel special. I want them to feel like, yes, I did something, because you need to feel special, because as a parent, you don't get a lot of gratitude. The kids don't. They, you know, you do things for them all the time, everything, you know, and they do say to you, you don't do anything for me. And you think, are you joking? Are you absolute joking? Like, if you could only see everything that I do for you on a, you know, a daily basis, but they don't see that. So for them to say to you, oh, mummy, I love that. That was so fun. Thank you. You know, you're the best mummy in the world. You think, right, I can handle the now, the 10 more meltdowns and the kicking off at bath time and you're not wanting to go to bed, because actually I felt really good for 15, 20 minutes. And that's what I want mums to feel like, it, because that's who I'm here for. You know, I love the kids, but I'm here for the mums.
Yes. And we talked a lot about hacks that are great for activities for kids, but you do lots for mums as well, don't you? Yeah. And dads. I love the one you did about packing with the collapsible storage. Tell us about that one. That's such a good idea.
So just get a cube which goes in the wardrobe, and
so it hangs from the rail, doesn't it?
So it hangs from the rail, and pack each day, especially if you're going away for like 4 or 5 days. It's perfect. And all you do is you pack it in the cube and then you just flat pack it into a suitcase. But when you get out the other side, you just undo it and then you pop it in. And there's been no unpacking yet again. There's nothing, no stress for you. You've got every day there organized. So, you know, on the Monday, here's this, on the Tuesdays, here's this. And it's just so much easier, because there's nothing worse than you've got to pack when you go on holiday and then you get to the other side, then you've got to unpack and you've lost a day. You know, it's just, yet again, it's just more stress. So just them little changes, just them little things, taking 20% off of your stress is, yeah, it's amazing. And it can, and it is life changing for some parents, especially single mums and dads that don't have that, you know, support and things like that. They need as much help as they can get, because it is a lot harder for them. And yeah, I love doing the Instagram. I love doing the hacks, the holiday hacks, even the fact that when you go on holiday, taking a little squeezy bottle of juice from like Aldi, you can pick them up, or Robinson's do them, because that just saves so much money. When you go on holiday, like to Spain, for instance, it's like €4 for like a juice drink. But if you just save a bottle back and you just get some water and just pop that in, then you save loads of money there.
Yes. Take what about for around the house for families, like for cleaning and tidying, that kind of thing?
So with sort of like the cleaning side and things, that I haven't actually showed much of that on Instagram, only because I'm having a renovation done at the moment, and it is literally, my house is like, whew, it's terrible. But things like, for instance, ironing, I'm not the best at ironing. I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, I sit there ironing. I hate ironing, actually. And I always pop my stuff that needs tumble drying. I pop it in the tumble dryer and I use an ice cube. So if you pop like a couple of ice cubes in a tumble dryer, and literally for like 3 or 4 minutes, it comes out crease free.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, it comes out crease free. And I don't know why it works, but my mum showed me, because my mum obviously stopped ironing when she became disabled. She always says it's the best thing that she had to stop ironing, because her arms hurt. So, but yeah, it just gets rid of them instantly. Using Do you know tumble dryer sheets?
Yes.
I pop them into pillowcases, on the sofa to make it, it just smells lovely. And then when they're done, I will soak them again in like something like Sephora or something like that. And then I'll pop them back into like the cushions and it just makes the sofa smell amazing. Because you can't see them either. They're hidden. And it just, yeah, it makes everything smell amazing in the house. That's a really good one.
I saw one you did about the stopping stuff from going under the sofa with the pool toy.
Yes, the pool noodle one. Yeah, and that is a game changer, especially for me.
Tell us how that works.
So underneath your sofa, you have usually got a gap. So getting a pool noodle, you can pop it under the sofa. You can't even see it either. And it stops, you know, your dog toys going under. It stops your cat toys. It stops the kids' toys, even like money and things like that. People are even commenting with like bunny rabbits and guinea pigs and like mouses saying, oh my God, they can't, if I do this, they won't be able to get under the sofa and things like that. So that's a really good one as well, because you're forever losing toys and things like that underneath the sofa. And, you know, I don't know about you, you'll sort of go underneath there and you'll be like, oh God, I haven't seen this for a year. So
yes. Yeah. And it's a good place to store the noodle as well, because where do you put that when you're not on holiday?
Yeah, this is it. And they're so cheap as well. And people were saying about the fact that maybe their gap might be too big. And what I was trying to explain is if you put a slit in the pool noodle, so it almost opens up, you could actually pack that then with like newspaper and pop that under to make it bigger. So you didn't have to buy two pool noodles. You just need to adapt it. Another great one as well, if you're going in the car with the kids, is to use an art caddy. I actually put it on my stories yesterday. But an art caddy, I use it for everything apart from art caddy. I use them to put the kids' snacks in. I use them for cinema nights. I take them to the pictures with me. I pop them in my bag, and just to keep everything organized. I use them for obviously cleaning products. I use them for headbands and just to keep everything together in one place. Honestly, I've got about 30 around my house, but I love them. They're like the best thing ever. They're perfect. And they are perfect if you're on a long drive and the kids are having a McDonald's. Buying an art caddy, you can just pop like the drink in one so it doesn't spill. You've got the chips in another, or the ice cream. You can pop the burger or the chicken nuggets, and it just stops it all going on the floor. And then when they're finished, they can just pass you the art caddy and say, now I'm done, rather than actually like, oh, I'm done. Oh, chips are on the floor, tomato ketchup's over on the ceiling. Yeah, it just makes a massive difference. And they all pop together. So I've obviously got four in my car because I've got four kids, and they literally just stack on top of each other. So they're perfect, just popping them in the back. I also love a collapsible like laundry basket in the back of my car, because that's perfect if you're going shopping. And instead of making like 10 trips to the car and back, I just pop it all in a laundry basket and just carry the laundry basket in. When you're trying to get four kids out of a car and there's a road there, just pop it all in the laundry basket and you can just walk in with the kids, and that just makes your life just that little bit easier again.
Yeah, that's a great idea, because grocery shopping with kids is never fun, is it?
No, it's really not. No, it's not. No matter what you do, it's not fun.
So do you have any other tips for grocery shopping or saving money on food?
You're saying kids? That, yes, I do. I was just going to say, so another one which I do for the girls is I pop the girls in the front. Obviously, I always need usually a double one. So the girls sit in the front of the grocery trolley, and I turn it around and I push from the other end and I tell them they're driving. So you drive and you show me where to sort of go. Obviously, they usually go down that aisle. I'm like, okay, but I do need to quickly go down this aisle. But they think that they're driving. I tell them to drive, and, you know, they go along and they're like beep, beep, beep to people. But if they're not screaming, you know, it's not as stressful. It's a lot better.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. I also give them stickers as well and let them decorate the car. I'll remove them after, but you can get the stickers that you know, the pole, obviously, where you would hold on to push it. That's what they decorate. But I like to use like the window stickers, you know, what you'd use for windows that just peel off.
Yes.
I just give them and they love doing that. And also another thing as well we do is sometimes I take like a pack of stickers out with me, at the moment, they love like Bluey and Paw Patrol. So I've got like some cheap stickers I got off eBay. And when we get into an aisle, if I want them to like maybe eat something new that they haven't tried, I'll pop a sticker on it and be like, look at this, it's a Bluey one. And they'll be like, oh, can we have that? I'll be like, yes, you can have that. You can have that bit of broccoli. It's got Bluey on. And it's just things like that. And I'll do that at home as well. Really funny, because even like pouches you buy, they can be so expensive. As soon as you put like Peppa Pig on them, that's it. It's like £3 a pouch. And you're like, I'm not paying that. So I will pick up like 4 pouches for like £1.20. And when we get home, before I give it to them, I'll stick like a Peppa Pig sticker on. And they go, look, it's a Peppa Pig. And they'll be like, oh, I love it. Thank you. Oh, I love my Peppa Pig yogurt. It's the best yogurt ever. But it's little things like that. This is it. And it's only cost me like £1 for the whole lot of stickers. And there's hundreds of stickers on there. And just by doing them little things, they think that they're getting this, but actually they're not. They're getting something else. And it's just saved a bit of money as well again. And yeah, I love doing that when we go grocery shopping.
That's perfect. Well, we have a series of questions that we ask all of our guests. So mm-hmm. I'll ask them of you now, if that's okay.
Yeah.
So what are two things you would tell your 18-year-old self if you had the chance?
You're not thick, because I've got really bad dyslexia and I really struggle with reading and writing. So I would say you're not thick and you're not stupid. And I don't think there's any perfect age to become a mum. I think it's actually what you've had in life and what things you've been through makes you a mature person. And yeah, I would tell myself the fact that even though you're going to be a mum in a year's time, it's not the end actually. It's something you're gonna excel at. You're gonna love it. Yes, it's going to be hard, but you're gonna love it.
That's great. What are three things that you love to do every day? So that, what gives you a great start, end, or routine to the day?
Coffee. Has to be a coffee in the morning. I'm looking at it right now thinking I'm gonna have a sip in a minute. Coffee. Love sort of breakfast. I love breakfast. I know that sounds weird and people would be like, well, she's off her head. She loves breakfast in the morning with the kids. But I do love doing breakfast in the morning because I've always got different things and ideas to do for breakfast. And I really, really enjoy that. And probably going on my Instagram and speaking to people. I love it. I love voice noting everyone. Everyone that listening to this that follows me knows that I've sent them a voice note, and I love replying and doing things like that and sending voice notes on my Instagram.
That's lovely. So what's the one hack you would recommend every parent does today?
Has to be the ice lolly one for me. I think because it's summer as well. Even not in summer, I'll do it in the winter for school pickup. But that is something that if you actually worked it out a year, you stop going to the shop, you stop buying like sweets for after school, and you just did that, it would save so much money a year, over a year. It would, honestly, you're talking about hundreds. So yeah, for me, it's definitely the ice lolly one.
That's great. Well, there's so many ideas there. That's brilliant. Thank you so much for coming on. It's been great talking to you, and keep them coming. We need more.
I will. I've got lots more, and thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
You can follow Major Mum Hacks on Instagram for loads of Casey's tips. She says she's going to try and post a new one every day over the summer. And you can read more about Casey on the Birmingham Live website and on the Brummie Mummies Facebook page. If you enjoyed this episode, you may like our episode with Money Mum Gemma Bird too. Please share these episodes with friends and family who may find them useful. Brummie Mummies is a Laudable production, which you can download or stream on all major podcasting platforms, including Spotify and Apple. Follow Brummie Mummies on social media, that includes Instagram, and sign up for our free newsletter. See you next time.